Hello and welcome to the Thursday, October 1st, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Windows 7 users today had an odd Microsoft update pop up. The update itself just essentially contained a long random string as a description. Also, the support URLs were just long random strings. The update apparently was validly signed, which of course then led people to believe that Microsoft's update system may have been breached. Turned out to be less severe than that. What happened was that Microsoft by mistake published a test update that was then offered to users of Windows 7. If you ran another version of Windows, you probably didn't see it. It's not clear how many users had this update pop up. It was labeled as important and about 4 megabyte in size. And these days, whenever I talk to people, one of the hot topics is cyber insurance. Essentially, insurance you can buy in order to protect yourself from financial losses in case of a breach. Now, the rules around cyber insurance are still somewhat in flux, and it is not always clear what cyber insurance covers and doesn't cover. The CEO of BitPay, a Bitcoin payment processor, had to experience this now firsthand. Late last year, email accounts of the chief financial officer and the CEO were compromised, and then fake emails were sent in the typical business email compromise in order to transfer and finally steal 5,000 bitcoins, which represents about $1.8 million. The cyber insurance in this case, which should have covered $1 million of these losses, did not cover in the end because it claimed the attack or the loss was not the direct. Essentially claimed was that the hacker did not actually hack, for example, their payment system money, but instead the attacker did hack the email system, and then so the transfer was not actually performed by the hacker. This particular wording, of course, this was just the first rejection of the insurance. Interesting to see what the final outcome will be of this. One of the problems so far has been also that cyber breaches are just too common, so it is very difficult for insurances to come up with a reasonable premium in order to insure these losses. And Apple today released two updates. First of all, the very public El Capitan update to OS X, which in addition to performance improvements also brings 101 patched vulnerabilities to the Mac. So this may be one reason why you may want to update. I haven't seen yet the corresponding security update for OS X Mavericks, current OS X version. Now, it is, however, possible that some of these CVEs were addressed in prior updates for Mavericks and are just now being rated in El Capitan. Have to go over the CVEs to really figure out. iOS 9.02. This one fixes one vulnerability, and that is the lock screen bypass vulnerability that has been highly publicized. Now, there was also an update for older versions of OS X, and that is Safari 9. Safari 9 also does fix a number of vulnerabilities. So if you aren't ready yet for the full El Capitan update, you may want to at least go with Safari 9 for now in order to gain some of the security improvements. And sometimes cybersecurity can become rather real, as Dr. Webb experienced. The Russian antivirus company, after revealing details about ATM skimmers, received threatening mail with asking it to remove references to this skimmer from its anti-malware products. When Dr. Web didn't comply, several arson attacks were launched against the offices of Dr. Web in Russia, followed up by additional threatening letters. At this point, it doesn't look like Dr. Web is actually giving in to these attacks. Now, the arson attack happened back in March. Not sure why it took until now for this to actually sort of hit the news. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.